coming on to that narrowness at the tip of the nipple, and I'll explain why it's relevant shortly, I took the average nipple duct diameter in several specimens and produced this graph, which shows that at about 1 millimetre beneath the nipple surface, the nipple duct diameter on average is less than half a millimetre. It's 0.06 millimetres, which I think poses a big problem for anybody who's approaching the breast using the introductory approaches, ductal lavage, ductoscopy. I just don't think many of the ducts are going to be cannulatable. They then expand up to about 0.7 millimetres, which is about the size of the usual ductoscopy probes, before narrowing, and then obviously will get bigger into the breast.